business cases to provide electricity for households. But I mean, there are many electric, look at the business cases to provide electricity for households. But I mean, there are many electrical companies out there that are actually willing to do so and step into this challenge.
Thanks, very interesting. I sat in on
companies out there that are actually willing to do so and step into this challenge.
Thanks, very interesting. I sat in on and I see Andre is here actually from the World Economic Forum, but they've also been hosting a number of discussions between the private sector and humanitarian agencies on this question. I see Andre is here actually from the World Economic Forum, but they've also been hosting a number of discussions between the private sector and humanitarian agencies on this question of green energy. And I'd say private sector doesn't, there's certainly an interest not quite sold on the business case yet, but it'll be interesting of green energy. And I'd say private sector doesn't, there's certainly an interest not quite sold on the business case yet, but it'll be interesting to connect the dots. And also interesting your point on data, because I think that's been one of the areas of pushback, right, in this space, to connect the dots. And also interesting your point on data, because I think that's been one of the areas of pushback, right, in this space, to say, well, we don't have any benchmarks on what our carbon emissions are today, so how can we move forward on this when we don't know what we're comparing to say, well, we don't have any benchmarks on what our carbon emissions are today, so how can we move forward on this when we don't know what we're comparing to? And I think the pushback to the pushback is, well, let's just get started and then keep it an iterative process. But since you mentioned, and I think the pushback to the pushback is, well, let's just get started and then keep it an iterative process. But since you mentioned NORCAP, I want to turn now to Jan Egeland, the Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council. You are working on NORCAP. I want to turn now to Jan Egeland, the Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council. You are working in countries with low access to energy and are quite involved in the NORCAP program, of course. You're also starting to use this term in countries with low access to energy and are quite involved in the NORCAP program, of course. You're also starting to use this term humanitarian energy. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about what that means to you and how we get there. Humanitarian energy. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about what that means to you and how we get there.
Thanks, Heba, and congratulations to Norway and Jordan and France for organizing this. Humanitarian energy. Thanks, Heba, and congratulations to Norway and Jordan and France for organizing this. Humanitarian energy is that we do not only ourselves become green in the way we operate, we should operate ourselves. NRC has 14,000 field workers, we have 1,000 vehicles, we should operate ourselves. NRC has 14,000 field workers, we have 1,000 vehicles, we are traveling a lot. We should move towards becoming carbon neutral. Hopefully not a too distant future. But beyond that, we need to provide access to clean, hopefully not a too distant future. But beyond that, we need to provide access to clean and safe energy to the communities we serve. So the displaced we serve and their host community. Clean and safe energy to the communities we serve. So the displaced we serve.